Welcome to the audio ministry of Advance Church. You're about to go on an exciting journey into the Word of God with Advance Church and Pastor Bruce Clark. Be prepared to be informed and inspired as God reveals more of Himself to you through His Word. Before we begin, let's pray. Father, thank You for sending Your Word. Give us hearts to hear and faith to receive the things shared today. Open our eyes that we may behold the wondrous things out of Your Word. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. And now, here's Pastor Bruce Clark.
Praise God. Holy Spirit, speak. Holy Spirit, speak. Fellowship with the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that in beginning God created the heaven and the earth. The Bible doesn't start trying to prove God. The Bible assumes that God is. So we're not into a debate about whether God exists or not. It's an axiom. It's a presupposition. We start with that as a foundation. God is. Hallelujah. And He created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form. There are some theologians who say between verse 1 and 2 was the revolt in heaven. The Bible doesn't say that, but I can understand their perspective that between verses 1 and verses 2 is when the enemy, the devil, decided to rebel against God. Well, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But what is true and what is clear is this, that the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Spirit of God, the breath of God, the wind of God, the life of God, the ruach in the original language, the very essence of God, the third person of the Godhead, the Bible says moved upon the face of the water. And that word moved is the same word as hovered. He hovered over the face of the water. Imagine the Holy Spirit as a wind just hovering over the face of the water. He's not doing anything yet, but He's just moving upon the face of the water. That word face means surface. So He's moving upon the surface of the water. He's moving upon the surface of the water. Something is about to happen. Something is about to shift. There's going to be a change that's about to occur. The Spirit of God is hovering over the water. And darkness is there. Brothers and sisters, the word darkness means a hiding place. That same word darkness means distress. That same word darkness means dread. That same word darkness means terror. It means mourning. It means perpetual confusion. It means ignorance. It means evil. It means sin. It means obscurity. All of that is wrapped in that word darkness. And then the Bible says it was without form, so it was formless. That word means formless. It means confusion. It means unreality. Now, that's real deep. I'm not going to try to get that's Einstein level right there. But unreality, emptiness. And then the Bible says that it was void, that it was empty. There was nothing there. So in this moment where the Spirit of God is moving upon the face of the water, there is darkness, confusion, distress, perplexity, ignorance, obscurity, unreality, and emptiness. And the Holy Spirit is hovering over the surface of the water. Something is about to shift. Something is about to change. The Holy Spirit is ready to respond to God's word, to the Father's voice, to Jesus's voice. Together, the Bible says, all things were made by Jesus, and without Him was not anything made that was made. We know that the Father and Jesus are cooperating right now as the Holy Spirit is moving upon the face of the waters, and God said, and then something shifted and changed. Something was created because the Spirit of God acted upon what the Father was saying. Most often when you see the Holy Spirit upon in the scripture, something's about to happen. When you see the Holy Spirit upon Samson, something is about to happen. When you see the Holy Spirit upon Joshua, something is about to happen. When the Holy Spirit is at work, moving and hovering, something is about to happen. You are about to witness his power. Watch this. In the midst of darkness. Sometimes we think that everything has to be right in order for God to do what he needs to do. I've got to have the right finances in order, the right people in place, the right contacts, the right information. God is moving in the midst of darkness. When God looked at the darkness, he saw beyond it. I said, when God looked at the darkness, he saw beyond it. When God looked at the confusion, he saw beyond it. When God looked at obscurity, he saw beyond it. And then he spoke. I was in Phoenix the other several weeks ago for my 50th birthday. And there's a little town called Sedona. It's a beautiful place. If you get a chance, go there. And in Sedona is all of these beautiful rocks. And in the midst of this place, I saw this church. And when I saw it, I said, wait a minute now. This church is built in a rock. Not just on a rock, but in a rock. Now somebody, saints, before that church was built, somebody saw that rock and said, that's a church. Before that church was built, somebody stood at that rock and said, wait a minute, that's not a rock, that's a church. And they spoke something and they put things in motion, and out of a rock we see a church. And I want to say to you this morning in the name of Jesus, in your life you may only see a rock. In your life you may only see darkness. In your life you may only see issues and problems. But God sees beyond that, and he sees who he wants you to be. The Holy Spirit is hovering over your darkness. I don't care how dark it is. Holy Spirit of the living God sees your life and sees beyond it. That's why, people of God, we can not simply judge people by their outward appearance or by their attitude even or by their emotions or by their money. Something beyond what we see is at work in their lives. And the Holy Spirit is hovering over the darkness of your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, I don't know where the confusion is or where the lack of knowledge is, Father, or Lord, where the sin is, or where the evil is, or where, oh God, the obscurity is. But Father, we know this, that your Holy Spirit is hovering over the surface of our hearts. And Father, we ask, oh God, for that creative ability of God to be manifested in our lives by your Holy Spirit. My God, Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 3, listen to this. I want to encourage you to write notes, to take notes. When God speaks something, says something to you, write it down, type it, do what you need to do, because that's how we grow in God. Amen. Isaiah 45 and 3 says this, and I will give thee, watch this, the treasures of darkness. Look at God's perspective. Oh, man, that's not just a rock. That's a church. That's not just darkness. There's a treasure hidden somewhere in that darkness. I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by name, am the God of Israel. God sees beyond the darkness, and there's treasures in your life. There's treasures in your confusion. There's something in your life beyond what you see that God sees, and the Holy Spirit wants to hover over your life so that he can bring it to reality. Treasures hidden in the darkness. I said there are treasures hidden in the darkness. There's much life in, amongst the poor, the proverb says. I'm paraphrasing that, but in the midst of the poor, there's much life. There's much ability in the poor. That's why people can go into poor communities and start businesses in those communities and prosper, because even though the people in the communities don't see it themselves, and it's a shame that people with knowledge don't impart it to those people, but others go into those communities and say, wait a minute, there's opportunity in this community. Because there are treasures in the darkness. God sees the order in your chaos. When I was in college, I took a class. There were three people in this class: the teacher, me, and Jesus. It was my senior year of college. And I took this class called Deterministic Properties of Undeterministic Systems. Now you see why I was the only guy in the class. And we were studying, I just make it as really simple as I possibly can. We were studying this math, that in this math, making it really, breaking it down, that when even in systems that seem to be chaotic, that in the midst of that chaos, there is still some function, some equation, some truth, even in the midst of those undeterministic systems. And somebody started a whole theory of mathematics called chaos theory, where they, in the midst of all this chaos, there's tremendous order. But somebody had to see beyond the chaos. And in the name of Jesus, you've got to see beyond any chaos that may be in your life. And God wants to give you that ability, but guess what? It's not going to happen because you and I think it through. Because it's dark. It's dark. It takes the light of God to shine upon those areas where we are confused. And so we need the Holy Spirit pray through us and move through us as he's hovering over the face of our lives to cooperate and fellowship with him so that he can show us what's really going on. My wife can tell you that many times in our marriage where, we thank God we've got a great marriage by God's grace. I'm grateful for it. But like any other relationship or marriage, we bump into each other. We have problems. We have issues sometimes. And she will tell you that I'm telling you what, sometimes I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what to say. Every husband understands this. You don't know what to say. You don't understand. You don't understand how the, 1965 and 1985 and the girlfriend and all that connects to make this current story. You don't get it. You don't get that. And sometimes I just simply say, Holy Spirit, show me how to speak, what to say, how to respond in this situation. Because he's hovering over that darkness. And there are treasures hidden in that darkness. There's secrets in those hidden places that only God can reveal. And we need the Holy Spirit to speak so that we're clear. I want to tell you right now, the reason why there's some confusion in your life is only because you haven't pressed long enough in a place of prayer with the Holy Spirit saying, show me, show me, show me. What must I do here? And sometimes it takes weeks and sometimes it takes months. But guess what? You got to stay in there with the Holy Spirit and stay in the place of worship as we talked about last week and stay in the Word so that the Holy Spirit can show you what it is in that darkness, because there's a treasure there. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches, secret places that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by name, am the God of Israel.
We pray that you've been inspired by the message shared today and have become even more aware of the purpose God has for your life. You're always welcome to join our service. We'd love to see you on Sundays at 9:15 a.m. at the AFI Theater in downtown Silver Spring. 8633 Colesville Road, near the intersection of Georgia Avenue. To find out more about the amazing things God is doing through Advanced Church, please visit our website at www.advancedchurch.org. And remember, it's your time to advance.